Luz Amparo Cuevas Artesieros was born on March 13, 1931, in Pesebre, a small hamlet in Penascosa, Castilla-La Mancha, in Spain. Orphaned of her mother at a young age, she grew up in extreme poverty. Her stepmother sent her out to sell goods on the street, and she often had to sleep outdoors, even in the snow. She married Nicasio Barderas Bravo and had 7 children. She worked as a domestic servant, including in the household of Miguel Martinez Pascual, where she would later report her first mystical experiences. On June 14, 1981, at the Prado Nueva estate in El Escorial, in Madrid, she claimed to have seen Our Lady of Sorrow standing above a hawthorn tree. According to her, the Virgin asked for a chapel to be built there. From that day until 2002, she said to experience up to 376 Marian apparitions and at least 14 episodes of stigmata. She founded several religious and charitable associations, including the Public Association of Faithful Reparators of Our Lady of the Virgin of Sorrows, which over the years accumulated a large patrimony worth millions of euros. In 1985, Cardinal Ángel Suquía declared that there was no proof of supernatural origin to the events. However, in 1994, the association founded was officially approved as a work of the Church. In 2012, Archbishop Antonio María Roca Varela authorized the construction of a chapel in Padre Nuevo, and the local council granted building permission. Years later, however, the chapel was demolished by court order for urban planning violations. Cuevas and leaders of organizations faced accusations of fraud, with some cases not leading to convictions. Psychiatrist Francisco Alonso Fernandez described her as having a histrionic personality with hallucinatory traits, making it difficult to separate reality from imagination. While many of her followers saw her as a divine instrument, critics accused her of manipulation, sect-like control, and psychological abuse. Luz Amparo Cuevas died on August 17, 2012, at her home in El Escorial after a long illness. She was buried in the chapel of Padre Nuevo, the same one she had said the Virgin requested. Her followers have continued to venerate her memory and maintain the movement she began. Some of her followers have even expressed hopes for a possible future beatification process. Let me know what are your thoughts on this. Luz Amparo Cuevas, pray for us.